Welcome to this week's podcast of Breakthrough Church from Bayswater in Melbourne, Australia. For more details and further resources, visit breakthrough.org.au. We hope you enjoy today's message.
So we are launching today something which is appropriate name, Launchpad. So we are launching something called the Launchpad. We have been talking about how God is giving us a particular focus and understanding about his calling to groove and to grow. It's sort of a funny phrase, and the groovy clothes, why are we doing this? What's this groove and grow? And the last 2 weeks, or last two Sundays I've been able to share on this, we shared why we've brought it into focus, and secondly, what it does mean to groove and grow. That groove means to find your place, to find, it talks about being that record groove. You're in your sweet spot. You know, when a footy team's in its groove, you know they're playing well and they're working together. Jordan and I were privileged to go and watch our football team actually win this weekend, so that was exciting. And at one point, one of the players grabbed the ball, turned around and just ran, flat chat, facing that, and kicked the ball where there was nobody. But by the time the ball arrived, one of the other players was this there. And Jordan said, how do they do that? How do they know to do that? And it's like, that just happens when a team work together so often. You just sort of know, because this guy was looking this way and the other guy was, but they just sort of knew this is what's going to happen. And they hit them each other perfectly. And the other guy knew that he's got the ball if I run here. But there, that shows when a team's in their groove. Do you know what I mean? When you're working together in sync, how many have ever been to watch your team and they're not in their groove? And it's terrible when they're not in their groove, when they're kicking the ball and it's like, who's that to, and it's just, and everyone's sort of not working together. And sometimes you see the players, they actually start yelling at each other, like, you were meant to be on that guy. How did he get over by himself? And they're all agitated. And you can see when a team's out of their groove and it's just not working. But then when it's all happening, and it's all flowing, and I'm doing my part, and you're doing your part, and it's just sinking together. Well, we want our church to be in its groove. We want you to find your place and what God's called you to do, but not just that you're doing it, but you're doing it in sync with the other people that God's called us to be. The Bible says we are part of a body, and therefore, I'm the hand, you're the foot, someone else is the mouth. Turn around to the person and say, are you the mouth? There are people that they're the mouth. There's the people that are the ears. Everybody has a role to play, but we all then form one body with Christ as the head, our leader, our God working through us. But then we find our role syncs with everybody else's role and we get the job done. And when we do that, the aim is that we do it and we actually get in the groove. It's an enjoyable experience. To be in the groove means you're actually enjoying it. All right. We want to make sure people are not just enjoying where they're going. We are enjoying the journey. All right. That is really important to us to understand, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And joy actually works through you and makes that journey strong and powerful. But if we just have the joy that we're going in the right direction, but not being able to translate that to the joy today, then it can cause you weariness and there's a thing in churches and other places called burnout. And that's when people lose the strength for doing what they're doing, even though they're doing a good thing. And we don't want to do that. We want to be grooving. We want to enjoy this. And we want to be growing, because God is constantly helping us to grow. That is our purpose. God is always growing. He's a growing God. Jesus said about God in John chapter 15, he said the Father, talking about the Father God, is a farmer, a master farmer. That's his heart. God is like the best farmer ever. And farmers don't just have land. Farmers don't have land, they have crops. Farmers don't just have a big area, they have things growing. And a master farmer has things growing really, really well. And his job is to help us, or not his job, it's his life. God just loves to make people grow. It's just natural for God to cause people to grow. So with this understanding, we want to groove and we want to grow, and it's just part of what we do. And you can go back onto our podcast or go to our website, breakthrough.org.au, and look there under media, and you can look at the last messages and listen to these so that you get the full picture of what I've just tried to condense into a couple of minutes. And today we're talking about then taking that whole concept and that passion and that vision, but then there's got to come a practical how. Do you know what I mean? How do we actually do some of these things? And I always know, I'm fully aware, there is no program that any church could implement that is going to do it by just being a program. How many know programs don't grow? Programs are just the facility for people to cause growth by doing what the Holy Spirit shows them and helps them and enables them to do in that program. So, but a program is a structure that allows God to then work as we work together. So I'm not saying this program will cause us to groove and grow. No, no, but this program is to facilitate us so we can do it. But the structure will help us to work together so that we can get the job done and do it more effectively. So what is this thing called a launch pad? What does it represent? Well, launch pad is the place where we get launched. How clever is that for the name? All right, who would have thought from this in the name Launchpad? Launchpad, but what are we getting launched into, and how? And is it a, you know, a four-year Bible study course? What is this thing called Launchpad? Well, Launchpad is a very simple four-week process. It's only 4 times 45 minutes. So it's only very short in terms of what Launchpad is, in terms of what we're launching to. But how many know that the launch of a rocket ship doesn't take a long time, but where it's going can take a long time? All right, so Launchpad is not the whole program, but it is actually just to get us into the program. And it's a short sort of four-step process. So we've called them four steps. Step number one is the first step. How easy is that? All right, and it will happen Sunday after church. You have 10 or 15 minute break, and then we meet in the training room for 45 minutes, and it'll be a small group, maybe four, you know, we might have four or five people, or this might be a small group of people, and we will run through step one. I'll explain what the steps are in a minute. And then the following Sunday is step two. And the third Sunday in the month will be step three. And guess what the fourth Sunday in the month will be? Step four. Oh, almost got it, Caleb. Step four. And then on the next month, on the first Sunday of the month, guess what step will be then? Step five, no, not five, step one again. And then step two, and then step three, and step four. And then on the following month, guess what will be on the first Sunday? Step one and step two. And that's why this sign is a really groovy sign, because each week the sign changes. And someone blinked, and they look, oh, how did they do that? This church is into the dark arts. No, no, no. It's just here. It's just here. I just took it off. Okay, it's okay. It's not. Look, I take it off. It's not that big a thing. And the numbers are just behind here, people. Kids, you can look afterwards. They're just sitting there behind. Where did that come from? And then look, suddenly we're up to step three. And on this one marvelous clipboard, which is empty, we will change. There'll be something that goes there each week to explain to people who don't know what the steps are, what the step means in a short form, and where to meet and things like that. So each week on the clipboard, there'll be this thing. So one sign, and you're thinking, but that's only three steps. Ah. Thankfully, whoever made this realized it would need number four. And thankfully, they're all the right way around and don't say step four backwards and things like that. All right. So what are these four steps, and how do they help us launch us, and what are they really involved in? Well, we're going to bring up four people who are going to sort of help me with this, but let me just give you a quick overview. First of all, what is Launchpad? Well, if we go to our next slide, Launchpad is for when you're ready to take the next step. That's what it is. It's when you have, we have a chart, if you like. A chart's probably an awful word. It sounds very clinical. But we have something where we have come to understand the life cycle and the process of what we do as a church. You might see this in some of the walls, and if you're in a training area, you'll see this. It's a circle diagram, and it says rescue. We rescue people. That's one of our callings, to bring them out of the darkness, you know. The psalmist said it so much more eloquently. You know, he brought my feet out of the miry clay. He set me free like a bird out of the fowler's snare. You know what I mean? And we say, as we get saved. You know, no, it's really big. We get rescued. So we rescue people, and then we bring them to wholeness. So number one, we rescue. Number two, we bring them to wholeness. In other words, we don't just rescue them. We actually help them to become free. To become truly liberated. Liberated inside and mind, soul, spirit, and even liberated in body, get healed and whole. Liberated in their family relationships. Yeah, whole. So we number one, we rescue. Number two, we bring them to wholeness. Then number three, we begin to train. And number four, we begin to equip. We give them training and equipping, because we don't want to just leave someone there. We want to equip and enable you to do so much more of who you are and what you're called to be. And then number five, we influence. We cause you to become a person where you are no longer someone who's been influenced by all the things around you, but you are an influencer. Influencer sounds like a sickness. You are those that influence others. All right? You know, the book of Revelation says, you know, to the one of the churches, which church was hot? I wish you were neither hot nor cold. Which church was that? Anyone help me? Laodicea. The Laodicean church, he said, I wish you were either hot or cold, but because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. Some translations say spit, but I looked it up and it just means I will vomit you out. I will sit you. And what it literally means is, you make me sick. Who would have thought that's what God was saying? You make me sick. I try and engage with you and all I go, ugh, I cannot digest you. And most before, you know, I would have read that passage, I would have thought, well, what God wants is red hot people. He doesn't want ice cold people, because, you know, cold talks about cold hearted, frosty, hard clothes. He just wants red hot. But he said, I want you either cold or hot. So I'm thinking, what does this mean? Why would God want someone either cold or hot and not lukewarm? But you know what lukewarm is? Lukewarm is where the water has taken on the temperature of the outside. Okay, the water has become what the temperature is around. Cold and hot both bring influence. Do you know what I mean? Cold and hot change the circumstances. So if you're really hot and you drink a cold drink, it cools you down. If you're on a cold night and you grab a hot chocolate and you're drinking that, it warms you up. All right? If you, whatever's lukewarm will just be the temperature of whatever you're in, and it does nothing for you. It's just, well, I'm no different. So God says, I don't want a people that are lukewarm. I don't want a people that are you just constantly being influenced. I want you to be those that influence others. You bring the life that's in you and you change it. So when you're at step one, you've just been influenced by your circumstances and the abuse and the hurts and your own pride, and whatever has happened has brought you to this point. But God now rescues you, and then he brings you into a place of wholeness and heals you. But in the process, God says, you know what? I want you to start to grow and use that healing that you've received now to help others. Jesus said it like this: freely you have received, freely give. That's always his purpose. He never says, freely you have received, exclamation mark, that's it, just come to heaven. He says, freely you have received, freely give. So whenever God works in someone's life, there will come a point, because it's God, it's not us, it's not the church, it's not because we have a fivefold process, it's not anything to do with us. If you get free from God, there will come a point where God will say, now I want you to start to give. Anytime God does something in your life, there comes a moment where God says, now I want you to take what's in your life and share it with someone else. And some people think, well, that means I've got to go to 4 years of Bible college, or I've got to do all this, or I've got to be in there. And no, there's a whole, you can just start right where you're at. Because the Bible says, you know, freely you have received. In other words, take what God has done for you and just start sharing out of that. And you might make mistakes. You might not know. You know, I can remember as an 8-year-old boy and in primary school, God got hold of my life, and I just got full of God. You know, and I remember going and I'm talking to my friend, and he was asking me some questions, and I'm talking out of ignorance. I don't really know a lot. And I know this thing's called this Lamb's Book of Life. And I said, my name's written. And he says, what happens if you sin? I'm thinking, I don't know. Maybe it just begins to fade out of the Lamb's Book of Life. And, you know, I'm talking all this sort of stuff. I had no idea, but it didn't stop me talking. You know, how many know people like that? You know, you just... And you know what? God didn't say, "Hey, slap me down," and say, not until you're, you know, been through Bible college can you share with your friend. No, he worked with that. He worked with that. So you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to get it all right. But you have to freely you have received, freely give. But he doesn't want to leave you at that level. You know, I could be still talking like an 8-year-old, not really knowing, not helping. And, you know, my level of help would have diminished, because I've got to be able to develop that gift and help people with a greater level and anointing. And so launch pad is when you're ready to say, you know what? Freely I've received, I want to get more involved in the freely giving. I want to take a step. You know, something's stirring in my heart When you're ready to say, you know what, I just want to take another step. I want to take that next step. And so this launch pad, you say, well, here are the steps for you to take. Now, let me explain that it's going to be four steps. And can I get my four helpers to come up here? I have step number one is that they're not going to share right now, but they need to come up. And Groovy Kyra is going to share in a minute about step number one. Give Groovy Kyra a hand. Look at Groovy Caitlin, you're going to do step number two. Yeah, yeah. Groovy Brooke. Sorry. Step number three. And Groovy Caleb. And he'd probably be melting. He had a big wool jacket on. And I said, how long is that going to last? He said, now. Too hot. When he first tried. So we have these groovy steps. Now, step number one. And that they will just give a little insight in a minute, but I'm just going to do an overview first of all. Step number one is called partnership. It's where you find out who breakthrough is, because you know what? Bible says, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement? Do you know what I mean? And this is about, hey, we want to do stuff, but we want to do it together. If I'm going to find my groove, I want to groove together. But who is this together? Who are we, and what are we calling ourselves, and what do we want to do? And so in partnership is where we learn how to connect together and to be a part of what we're called to, and just make sure that we're all on the same page. Because if you're out of unity there, then the whole thing can fall apart. So groovy, step number one is finding my partnership and who the church is. All right. Step number two is finding my purpose. It's finding out who I am and what I'm called to do so that the church and I can begin to work together. So we're going to discover about you and your calling and put something together called My Groove and My Grow happens here. Step number three is all about humility and just a servant heart. And it's not about me, step number three. Remember that, step number three, it's not about me. Okay, no, step number three is actually where we take your potential. Because you know what, you can have the best gifting and the highest callings and the greatest desire, but you actually got to go through this filter called making it useful. Mm. All right, potential has got to be turned into usefulness. All right, you can have great gifts, and there are people that are around. How many know the greatest sportsmen have not necessarily played sport? Mm. All right, you know, yeah, that's right. That darts team didn't know what they missed out on, did they? weightlifting. That was Caitlin. No, you know, some of the greatest sportsmen have never been on. I know, you just know that yourself. You know it's a truth, all right? Because they didn't go to step three. Yeah. Seriously, they never took what they're... the steps one and two, and they never filled it through step three to become useful that they can actually connect and work and make it happen. So step three is all about becoming your finding your purpose is step two, but here we make that useful. Step number four, all right?
Hey. This is louder, I've gone home.
Step number four is where the launch pad takes off. All right. So step number four is not. It might be 45 minutes, but it's actually 45 minutes plus 20 years. Do you know what I mean? That's where these ones can be confined to a starting process, but this is where four actually gets us going. So we'll explain each of them. So what I've asked each of these wonderful groovy people to do is to give to try and sell us. Now, each person, and myself included, is actually going to have Mr. Cameron here, who's Groovy Cameron, he has a new name. He's called, you've lost your hat name. You look like Mr. So we put, this is Mr. Questions. Yeah. All right. Give Mr. Questions a big hand. Because Mr. Questions says he's going to try and ask some of the questions you're thinking. Because we're giving amazing descriptions, but sometimes we don't always answer the things you're thinking. So here are some questions that you might be thinking about the things we've said. So this is about, so you can ask me as the Mr. Launchpad. I'm the launchpad of all of them. What are some questions you have for me?
Oh, I appreciate your heart, Pastor, but I fear I can't commit to all these Sundays in a row. What do you expect?
Glad you asked that, Mr. Questions. You sort of say, oh, even though it's only four Sundays, I can't commit to four Sundays in a row. Well, guess what? Just as an opening special, no, this is how it's going to run forever. Step one, step two, and step three can be done at any time and in any order. So you can actually do step three first, and then do step two, and then do step one. Or you can do step two first, and do step three and step one. The only one you can't do first, or second, or third, is step four. Because if we're going to launch you, you actually have to do all three. But you don't have to do one, two, and three in particular order. And you don't have to do them consecutively in weeks and in even months. You could do step two this week, this month, and then it's 2 months before you get to do another one, because you're busy and you've got work or the kids are doing things. And so then, and you don't have to sign up for it. So you just turn up and you don't have to make a commitment. Oh, this is the, 4 weeks notice to lock it in. You can just sort of lock it in yourself. And then you come and you say, 15 minutes after the service, you just turn up at the training room and say, guess what? I'm going to do step two. Because things might change and you suddenly say, oh, I think I'll do it this week. You don't have to have any planning. It can just be spontaneous, or you can sort of say, lock it in down the future. So you don't have to be able to commit to all these Sundays in a row, because that can be pretty difficult. We've tried to make it really flexible because people's lives are busy and it's not always easy. So you can do step one, step two, step three. You can say, well, what's the time? Well, you might take 12 months or you might do them all in 1 month. You might be like Mr. Keen and like, I'm going to do one, two, three, and four. Now, can I just put a qualification here? Step four is you joining the team. That there's a little filter here where we connect you and work with you. All right, so you say, oh, my aim is to be a worship leader. Step one, I learn about the church. I'm connected, I'm in. Step two, find out about me. You'll find I'm an amazing worship leader. Step three, useful, tell about faithful and anointed. Don't worry about step three. And step four, I will be launched in, and next week I'll be leading the worship. Doesn't always happen like that. Step four is a process. You remember that 20 years thing? Some things will take a lot longer, and some things, even if we're putting you in a place and you are involved, it's all about growing you and not just doing a job. It's about being a part of a team and growing and developing. And so some of these things will have long lead-in times, but others you can move in fairly quickly. But if you do one, two, and three, then your doors are, then we can work with you really quick to move you through. All right, so 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3. That's why when you come, you look at the sign, you'll say, ah, step three is today. I haven't done step three. I'll do step three today. That's how you can do it. All right, thank you. Mr. Question, another question.
Yeah, I noticed that the program's running after church. What about those that have kids that can't leave them unsupervised?
That's true. You can't leave your kids unsupervised. It's only 45 minutes. What could they get up to? That's what GPS trackers are for. You'll find them. Just clip something on the back. Don't listen, that's not good advice, anybody, and this recording is in fun, all right? Don't do that. We do not have a program for supervising kids during that time. But if you've got friends, if a husband and wife, you don't have to do the steps at the same time. Maybe your husband could do it 1 month and the wife could do it the next month. Or if you don't have that sort of help and facility, you can maybe talk to a friend and say, listen, I just want to do this Sunday. Could you mind just keeping an eye on the kids and things like that? And if you hit a roadblock, then you talk to us, because we want to help you get through these steps. But I don't want to make something that says, this is your plan. Talk to us and we can help you through that. If there's any hindrance, any problems you have, work with us.
I think this is going to be a big concern. I can't miss my coffee after service.
That's okay. I said 15 minutes after the service ends, we will be starting. That 15 minutes is your time to out and in. Anyone still trying to work out what that means? If you need to go to the bathroom, there's time. Need to get your coffee, there's time. You can bring your coffee with you and a little plate of snacks if you really are so inclined, and you can bring them into the training room with you. All right, so you can have your coffee and your training at the same time.
I just have one more question for you, Pastor. What about those that are rostered on to serve in the areas of the church that serve after service?
Okay, you might think, well, I'm in the cafe, so I can't actually do this because I'm rostered. Well, talk with us and we will be able to work in. And this program is only you don't have to like commit to doing lots of number ones and twos and threes. Sounds like going to the bathroom again, doesn't it? No, you only have to do each of them, and then you're launched into number four, and then you're away. So we can work with anybody who's rostered normally after the service. So people who are helping at the cafe, on Eden, helping the offering, anything that takes that time and that you're normally committed to, we'll work with you so that we can make sure that you're free at the appropriate Sundays so you can do one, two, and three. And then four is more flexible because the training can happen during the week and things like that as well. All right. So good. Have I answered the questions, Mr. Question?
So far.
All right. Okay. Now, I have given these guys the job of selling their step. All right. So I've told them, go over the top, go above and beyond, and make sure everyone knows why they need to do their step. But after they've finished, they just need to get Mr. Questions to check them if there's anything they've missed. All right. Let's give Groovy Kyra a hand.
So I get the joy of selling step number one. Now, we all know number one is the best because if you come first in a race, that's the best place to come in, right? You don't come in second. You don't want to come in third. You want to come in first. No, fourth is even worse. No, number one is the best. And it's the most exciting one because it's the one where you get to hear all about the vision of Breakthrough, the heart of Breakthrough, what we're about, where we're heading, so that you know how to move forward with Breakthrough. I suppose, you know, there's that there's the part that is, you know, knowing the vision, knowing the heart of the church, what we're about. But then there's also, in knowing that, knowing how you can then partner with the church and move in the same direction. I mean, how many of us know that if you are... you know, walking with someone and they decide to go a different way, you're not walking in the same direction. You know, if you're not in agreement about where you're heading, you can't go in the same direction. You can't move forward. You'll be pulling in two different directions. So as a church of not just two people, of many, many people, we need to be on the same page. We need to be moving forward in the same direction. So this is the most, I've just thrown my phone and my number, the most important step because this is where we set our foundation. We know exactly where we're heading and we're able to move forward as a community and do things that we wouldn't be able to do on our own. Like one person of a church can only go so far. But if we're all together, if we all have the same foundation, we're in agreement about where we're going, we're able to move ahead with confidence. So I think that's the most important part and the most and the reason why this is the most exciting step. Mm. Step one.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate everything you said there, Kyra. What about new people, though? New people?
Oh, don't worry about if you're new, because you know we're not an insurance company. You know, there's no waiting periods. You don't have to like wait 3 months and then you know sign up for step one. No. This, if you are new, this is a great one to come to first because you don't really know anything about us except for maybe what you've seen, you know, online or maybe what you've you know talked to someone about. But you actually get to hear about who we are and what we're doing. Like, what a great opportunity if you're new to be able to really understand who we are and where we're going.
Mm. What about those who aren't ready to commit to be a partner of the church?
Yeah, look, that's, you know, good question, Mr. Questions. And all I can say to that is all the more reason to come, you know, to hear about, you know, if there's things you're not sure about, if there's things you haven't yet decided on, that's okay, because you can come, you can be more fully informed, and then you can make a decision. You can essentially just take that not sure part of out of the equation so you can hear exactly what we're about, exactly where we're going, and then decide whether or not, you know, you want to be part of that partnering with us. And I suppose too, you know, with that, you know, if you're coming, you're not saying, you know, you don't get to the door and say, okay, I have to sign up here and now and I have to commit and this is my life for the next 20 years. What we're saying is come here, you know, and understand what it is and whether you want to partner with that vision and mission of Breakthrough, and then you can, you know, move towards taking that step of committing and partnering with us as we move forward.
Mm. What about those that have been at Breakthrough for a long time and already know all about it?
Yeah, and look, that's the people that are here, the community that's been part of Breakthrough for such a long time is so significant in how we've come to be where we are. And so, yes, you may already be aware of the heart of breakthrough and the vision of breakthrough. But what a great opportunity to then come and learn how you can, how that partnership can be strengthened. And as I said, you know, earlier about the vision and about really being on the same page so that we can move forward with confidence, even if we've been here for a really long time and we know the heart, you know, there may be things that we may not quite understand or may not be aware of that's actually at the foundation of who we are as a church. So really coming and really being open to hearing and growing in the vision and mission of Breakthrough Church can then help us all move forward together.
Oh, thank you, Kyra. Thank you, number one. Wasn't she wonderful? Yeah, can we give her another hand? She was wonderful. You know, that was great, but I'm here to tell you, though, that good try, but number two is where you want to be in life. Number two, from somebody who never came first in races, you know, that sports career really never did take off. I'm here to explain why number two is where you want to be. Step number two, and I'm going to tell you, step number two is very interactive. And the reason you want to be in step number two is because step number two is all about you. Turn to the person next to you and say, step number two, it's all about you. It's all about you. Step number two is all about you. Because in step number two, all about Gray, and we care. And I don't know, you can maybe look at the person next to you and maybe they're looking a bit drab, maybe they're looking a bit unfun, maybe not very groovy. Don't tell them that. But, you know, they're looking a bit ungroovy because in step two, our aim is to get you grooving. We want you, if you look up here, we want you to become a groover. Don't they look groovy? If you don't, that's five of our congregation members are there up on stage, just showing you the possibility of what you could be. So, step number two, let me tell you, step number two is all about, it's the only place where you'll find a resource called what we're calling My Groove and My Grow. My Groove and My Grow. And that's because we want to find out about you. We want to discover about you. We want to help you get in your groove. We want to help you get grooving and we want to help you get into a growth pathway where you can be growing and growing towards God. So what does it mean to be in your groove? You've heard Pastor talk about it the last couple of weeks, but getting in your groove means that you are just where God has placed you to be. We're all created with a very specific purpose and plan. Getting in your groove means finding where God's called you to be, whether that's within Team Breakthrough and serving at church or whether that's out in the world and what God's called you to be out in the world. We want to help you get in your groove, but we not only want to help you get into where God's called you to be, we want you to enjoy your time. We want you to enjoy your life. We want to enjoy you and get you grooving, you know, and in order for you to enjoy that, there's so many different elements to that. And God's really been working on my heart as we've developed that there's so many ways to say that I am grooving because I'm where God's called me to be. But to enjoy it, I believe there's so much that incorporates, whether it's your heart attitude, it's having a heart to serve God, it's being in a good place in your heart. It's also meaning we help understand who you are, that you can understand different things about you. In step two, we're going to do it's going to be very interactive. We're going to do some quizzes, some activities to help find more about you. For example, something like we want to learn about your learning style, you know, to help you get in your groove. Maybe the way you learn is you're a very hands-on learner and you can only learn by being shown and doing it. I don't know if there's any hands-on learners in here, but you can only learn by hands-on learning. But then your coach or your team leader, every time they want to train you, just sends you a big text document full of words and instructions. And then you're not going to be grooving because you're going to find it really difficult to learn if you're just given a big textbook to learn and then you're expected to succeed from that. But no, we want to help understand you because if we understand that you're a hands-on learner, then we can teach you by hands-on. We can train you in that way and then we can help you groove and enjoy your process there. So we want, that's only one thing. We want to understand your love languages. We want to understand how you enjoy and how you can enjoy your time, not only serving at church, but also out in the world, being what God's called you to be, out in the community. So In step two, we're going to give you something called My Groove, where it's a resource where we can help get you into your groove. It's a journey. Start you on a journey. We're also going to get you give you something called My Grow, because at Breakthrough, we groove and we grow. We groove and we grow. We are a culture of growing, that we constantly grow in what God's called us to do. We grow in every way. We grow in God. We grow in our heart. We grow in our relationships. We grow in skill. We grow towards our future. That at Breakthrough, it is a culture of growing. And we're going to give you a resource called My Grow, which will help you on a journey to be constantly having a next step in front of you of how you can grow further in all those different ways, how you can become, you know, a better person, how you can learn to trust God more, how you can be more skilled in the area in your groove, all these different things. So My Groove and My Grow, in step two, we want to help you get in your groove and get in your grow. So turn to the person next to you and say, step two, it's all about you, and that's where you want to be.
I don't think I have any questions. That was perfect. What a great job this wonderful lady has done.
Mr. Questions is my husband, if anyone doesn't know. And yes, you're correct. So on to step three.
No, I do have some questions, sweetheart. Seriously, come on. Look, I've already done a personality test. I sort of already know all that stuff. Why do I need to do that?
Great question. No, personality test. You might think I've done a personality test. I don't need to do this. I've done, from somebody who's done a million personality tests, because I think they're fun and exciting. But this is not a personality test. Personality tests are great, but they also have a tendency to sort of put a label on you and put you in a box and say, you are an ENFJ. I've done those tests. I'm an ENFJ, and that is who you are, and that's who you will be. That's not what we're doing here. That's great to sort of help you understand a bit about you. But no, we're not putting a label on you. We're not putting you inside a box. And one of the things that aren't great with personality tests is it tends to make you hide behind it and think, oh, nope, this is who I am, and I won't ever step outside that. We're not finding that. We're finding where God's called you to be. We're finding out who God's called you to be. Because, you know, in the Bible, I find it so interesting that where God's called people to be is often actually very different to what their personality test might say. You know, he calls people who can't speak out to speak. He calls people who hate people to be with people. You know, he tends to push you outside of your comfort zone. So that's what we're trying to find, is we want to help you find where God's called you to be, who God's called you to be, and then little things like how you learn, or, you know, what your love languages are, help us make it a groovy experience, help it make it a fun experience. Because if you're a hands-on learner and we're constantly giving you textbooks, it's not going to be fun for you. So we want to help understand those extra things that God put in you to help make it a fun journey.
What about those that don't even understand themselves and they're too complex to understand?
Another great question. You would think we had these prepared. great question. No, that's it. People are complicated. People are messy. You know, we are not easy to understand. Women, we are not easy to understand. we are complicated. You know, what makes me feel loved one day, the next day will make me feel frustrated. You know, the way I learn for something is different to the way I learn for something else. I understand we are complicated, and we are not going to find everything out in one little step, in one little 45-minute session. What this session is about starting you on a journey to find your groove. It'll take you the rest of your life to continue getting your groove, to continue growing and finding out who you are. You know, from a personal experience, over the past 18 months, I've been developing step two, and I have been helped so much by finding my groove. I didn't set out to find my groove. I was just developing this to help people. But on the way, God's been working in my heart, and I can tell you, it has helped me. The more I've understood who God's called me to be, it's literally like stepping into that groove and being like, oh, everything makes so much sense. Everything makes so much sense, because when I get God's wisdom on it, it makes sense into where I should go in my future and how I should work and why I do certain things. So don't worry, we are complex. We're not going to find everything out, but this is more setting you on a journey to continue helping you get in your groove and enjoy where you're going.
Well done, number two.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I would just like to start by saying, did you know that flamingos are pink because they eat shrimp? I say that because they say that starting with a random fact makes people listen more. So, continuing on, thank you to steps one and two. They were very cute and very exciting.
Why do flamingos eat shrimp?
Like, step three is kind of where it really gets exciting. Step three is where I believe we go to a new level. Step three, it's for the adults. It's for the people who are ready to take on their life and to become who God's called them to be. So what is step three? Well, step three is where we make your potential become usable. Say it with me. My potential becomes usable.
My potential becomes usable.
I don't know about you, but that kind of gives me the chills. I'm like, wow, my potential. So step three is where you're going to come, you're going to know who the church is, you're going to know who you are, and now we're going to give you the tools to actually make that happen. Now, some people would say, this isn't exciting. It means I'm going to be getting a working with children's check. I'm going to be learning about the requirements to work in the cafe. No, that's actually so exciting because it's giving you the tools to be who you want to be, not just dream about it, to actually walk in it. So we'll be helping you with the legalities. As we said, if you dream of, you want to work with the Brekkie clubs through your My Groove, you're like, I want to work with kids. Well, legally, you need a working with children's card. So in step three, we'll actually help you find what you need in order to step into those dreams and into those callings. We'll also teach you about the requirements of the team that you're joining at Breakthrough. As we say that it's not an individual sport, it's a team sport. And every team has its requirements and has its rules. But that's what makes the team. That's what makes the team come together. We're making a healthy team at Breakthrough. We'll also be teaching you about character traits. We'll be teaching you about the character traits we want at Breakthrough, whether that's we want you to be a person of integrity, a faithful person, a person of compassion, of love. We'll be teaching you and showing you the things that in the field you're walking into, what are the character traits that the Bible wants you to have in those. We'll be helping you, giving you the tools that will help you when you're actually walking into your calling. Just a little another thing, if we'd like to start handing these around, these are little bookmarks you can keep. There you go, hand them out. Nathan, do you want to hand them out for me? These can just help you. My potential becomes usable. Step three, hashtag my favorite step. So these can just help you. Feel free to put them in your Bible as you're reading, just a reminder. It's not on the list. So that is what step three is, where we're going to be giving you the tools, both legally, the team breakthrough tools, and also the character tools that you will be needing in order to walk into your calling.
Wow, that was really good. But I've already been serving at church, or certain people have been serving at church for years and years, so I don't think we really need step three.
It's caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting that question. Off the top of my head, my answer would be that if we just look at legally, every year, every day, there's new requirements legally, especially on churches, for both in the church and obviously, as we said, working with the kids at the Brekkie clubs, but also actually just in the church. Whether it's working with food, anything, there's always new requirements. Also, as Team Breakthrough, they're always putting in new, we want to always go to a higher level. So that means they're always looking over the vision, over the requirements, over the dress code, over what we do each week, and we're always updating it because we want to always be better. We want to look back and see that we've been on a journey, that we're not the same Team Breakthrough that we were 5 years ago. We've got new ways we welcome people. We've got new ideas. We're always trying to think of doing things which just make church life more fun. So that means that whether you've been serving for 10 years or 10 days, there's going to be something new that we're trying to do because we're always wanting to go to that next level.
What about those that aren't ready to serve yet? I hope you guys aren't being too pushy.
Never. What we'd say is if you're at that stage where you're thinking, this sounds fun, but I don't know if I'm ready to commit to actually joining Team Breakthrough or serving on a Sunday, I don't even know if I can with my work schedule, you're welcome to come and, as Kyra said with step one, you can come and do all these steps but not actually join Team Breakthrough. That's totally fine. What we say is you can do these steps so you are ready when you feel like your life is then ready to step into serving, whether it's on the Brekkie clubs or the church. come and do the launch pad so that you've got the tools, you've got, you are ready for when the door opens in your life.
Well done, number three. Yeah. Yeah. Is number four around? He's gone missing.
Oh, well, all done.
Well, why don't we give it a little finger clap for the girls? Didn't they try really hard? That was lovely. Yeah. But now we get to talk about the real stuff. So why don't we first turn to the person beside you and together get them to hand you that silly bookmark that Brooke just gave you and just tear it down the middle, all right? And then you can toss it in the air and be free from that. I didn't want one. But I also have a question for you. How many in this room have ever gotten excited and gotten all full of enthusiasm and maybe at the start of the new year had a New Year's resolution and gone and signed up at a gym and spent a lot of money at a gym for a personal trainer and a membership and then never really used it? Has anyone ever done that? Could you relate to that? Yeah, so we've got one honest person, two honest people. Yes, because I want to tell you that doing steps 1 to 3, as fun and exciting as they sound, is really like signing up at a gym. But, you know, without step 4, that's all it is. It's just signing up. Graham, when you signed up at that gym, let me get down to your level, son. When you signed up at that gym and didn't do a workout, did it make you much stronger?
Yeah.
Righto, well that... Judith, did it make Graham stronger when he didn't go to the gym?
No.
No, thank you. Thank you very much. No. You see, step 4 is your gym. Step 4 is where we actually... Oh, yeah, see, she agrees. Step 4 is your gym. It's where you actually get strong. It's where we do the things. It's where all this preparation, we can go and actually do it and be strong. Oh, don't we want to be strong? Don't we want to do it? Oh, I forgot what I'm talking about. I feel like we're going to go out and play a game of footy now. Ah, let's do it. So step 4 is where we do it. Because for real though, step 1, 2, and 3 are preparing you. And then step 4 is where you actually step out and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to actually get into my groove. I'm going to join a team. I'm going to work as part of this team with people. And together, we're going to get in our groove. We're going to grow together. And step 4, even though we're calling it a step, it's really lots and lots and lots of steps that you will take for the rest of your life, grooving and growing, growing yourself, growing those around you. You know, part of what we're doing in setting this up in Team Breakthrough is making Team Breakthrough really a culture where everybody is growing. Our heart is that every single person on Team Breakthrough eventually will have what we call a coach, which is someone, it's not like someone who stands there and tells you everything to do, but someone who works alongside you and helps you grow in your skills, grow in your walk with Jesus, someone who's there for you in the good times and the bad, someone who will help you through the whole pathway of growing through life so that they can coach you and then you can coach someone else and then they can coach someone else. So it's this beautiful picture of everybody having someone working with them, working as part of a team, growing together. Doesn't that sound like a great thing to do? Yeah, I think it does, Brooke. I think it does. Yeah. So who's up for step 4? Yeah? Yeah. And also I wore a fur jacket, so. No questions?
No, I've got several actually. Not related to anything you've said, just questions in general. What about those who feel they don't need a team or a workout buddy? What about those that feel they can do it all themselves?
Yes, the old, I can do it myself. Yep. Yeah, do you feel like that? Is that you? I don't need... No, I can do it myself. Well, there's a couple of things I would say to you. One is actually, no, you can't. You might think you can, but the Bible is very clear that we're better together. You know, it talks about how much stronger we are as a team and how much... On your own, you might do okay, but with other people, you will do better. I promise you that. The other side of it is that they need you. You know, you might say, well, I'm fine by myself. But as I said, our heart is that every person is being coached and coaching and working together. the other people need you. They're waiting for you. So if you feel like, oh, I can just do it myself, no, you can't. You know, it's like the Bible talks about us as the body of Christ, and maybe you're a really important part of the body, like the fourth toe or something like that. It would be bad without a toe because you lose your balance, I think. But, you know, let's say you're a foot and you say, well, I can just do it myself. Well, no, you need the rest of the body, and the rest of the body needs you, because we're all different, but we all work together and do our part. So, basically, terrible question. You're
right. What about those that feel they don't need a coach to tell them how to live their lives?
Yes, well, that's a good question, yeah. Because when I say the term coach, I don't mean a coach is going to tell you how, oh, this is what you need to do to live your life. You know, as a personal trainer, I would never train someone as a trainer and say, well, you need to do this, this, and this, and then you need to go and do this with your family and do this at work and do this. No, a coach is someone who can take in a certain area, they can teach you a skill and train you. Let's say, for example, that young Graham down here is going to join working with the sound team, and he's going to do the mixing on the audio desk. So I might coach him, and I might help him to learn how to do the mixing. I might help him to learn some skills for that, because he really feels that's part of his groove, that's what he wants to do. So I might coach him and help him in that. But then my work with him will go far beyond just teaching him how to mix at the desk. But I'm saying, Graham, I'm actually in this with you. I'm actually your buddy, your workout buddy, and I want to work through life with you. So when you're going through stuff, hey, can we work through that together? Let's grow together in Jesus. Let's encourage each other, and let's be deliberate in that. You know, we'll have things where we can like chat every week. Graham, every week we're going to catch up and have a chat so we can be growing together in this life that Jesus has given us, because that's how we grow together. And that's what we do. It goes far beyond just skills to actually just growing together as teammates.
I think everyone lives busy lives. What about those that just don't have the time to do all this? It sounds amazing, but
it does sound amazing, doesn't it?
People just don't have the time sometimes.
Yeah. First, I'd like to point out, I don't remember him saying it sounds amazing about any of the first three.
Number two was perfect, remember?
Back to that scripture about spewing out of your mouth. For those who just feel like they don't have the time, that's a great question. And that's part of why we want to set this up in a way that it really gives you a lot of flexibility and help just to find your groove and how it works for you. We're not going to say, oh, you must come and catch up with a coach or with someone from 4 to 5 every single Monday. That just doesn't work for people. We're not going to say this is exactly what you need to do. We want to help you to find your groove and to do it in a way that is sustainable for you and you find your sweet spot. I actually want to tell you about a case study. We've been doing this concept. We've been actually trialing step 4 and trying to work it, and I've been doing it with Chris. Why don't you give him a hand? I'm actually the only one who's got an extra person coming up to share, so he's come up. And I wanted Chris to share briefly because the two of us have been working together on this and doing this for about a year now, doing this coaching relationship that I've been talking about. And both of us, I would say, lead very, very busy lives. And that was something early on that we were just like, one, it was like, how can we actually make this happen? How can we do this? And then two, it's like, is it really worth it? Because our time is pretty valuable. You know, both of us, we have had a good chat yesterday saying how we feel like we've got more to do in a week than there are days. So time is valuable. But I'd love Chris just to share for a couple of minutes. I'm not even paying him for this. Just about how he's found the experience.
Well, thank you very much. I didn't realize we had to really sell it. So I'll explain briefly. So I'm a web developer. I work near the city, so I get the privilege to drive to work. Unfortunately, my drive to work is Fitzroy, so it's about an hour. But that means that's an hour where I can chat with Caleb on Fridays. So I will perfectly word for word, no exaggeration at all, tell you exactly what happens. So I get in my car, I turn the car on, I put my headphones on to talk to Caleb. Sometimes he'll call me, sometimes I call him. But the moment one of us answers or presses up, the whole, everything just lights up with like the glory of the Lord. It just comes down and it's like my eyes light up. Time just like stops and freezes. As I'm driving along, petrol goes up in my tank. Everyone that has ever cut me off or tailed me suddenly just like poof, disappears. And it's like, just everything just gets brighter and brighter and brighter. And then like, walk into work, like the gates for the car park just like slam off and then they slam behind me. I got like 26 legions of angels around me covering me. And then I walk into work, my eyes are glowing, my hands are glowing. And like I've got this like really unhealthy dose of radiation glow for the next like till lunch or something. Anyway, so yeah, that's what normally happens.
Wow, you do, I didn't realize it was so valuable. Yeah, so if that doesn't sell out, I don't know what will. Well, maybe Chris can give a even maybe slightly more restrained view of actually what does happen. Yeah, go for
cool.
it, Chris.
So I'll break it up into four parts. Has nothing to do with the glory of the Lord coming down. So I think the first one, it improves my relationship with God in general. I think I've become that, I guess, the general, the better Christian or the more astute person. For me, serving gives me an opportunity to, I guess, I feel closer to God when I'm doing something for Him. I'm just naturally, I like doing stuff, I'm a busy person. So that's, I guess, that's my way of outworking. And it's not a case of like faith by works, but it's sort of that empowers me and excites me to, hey, I'll go into deep into the Word more. I might study one of the songs I listen to, or I might have a listen to some messages or something. So that's the first part. The second one is, as I touched on before, the ability to serve. So it gives me an outlet to actually serve God rather than just, hey, I've got these skills, but I don't know what to do with them. I don't have anywhere I can actually properly give a benefit towards or something like that. The third one is, I guess it keeps me in a way connected with the church, and so because I get to know what's happening, what's coming up next, but at the same time, I can also directly help out the church. So the before, where I'm just sort of helping out for God, I can help out directly at this church, and then hey, in the 10 years time, I can say, look, I've helped do this, this, and that, and that. And I think that's pretty cool to say, hey, look, I've done this and I earned that. And the fourth one is, I guess, my relationship with Caleb has grown and increased. It's been 9 months, so not like that. Kara's getting looks, and there's probably an Asian girl out there which is really concerned at the moment. But yeah, so I guess what we talk about is sometimes we started off with a more structured overview, like we talk about relationship with God and what work. And some weeks, hey, maybe we're touching a more, oh, we got this thing to do or that thing to do. Some weeks it's like, oh, this cool thing we can do. And some weeks it's like, hey, look, I'm struggling with this, or I need some help here. Can you help me out? And I think it's really cool. Every second Friday, we can chat about it and catch up. And yeah, I think it's really benefited my life overall, and I hope it's benefited yours too, and it's helped the church out.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Chris. And I do want to genuinely share, that is an awesome example, because we started this, like I said, nine months ago, or even a bit more, I can't remember. And with the how useful will this be, how will we make it work, we're very busy, is this sustainable, can we keep this going? But it's something that is, you know, often you can find the things that are really valuable because you make time for them and you find time for them. And I think both of us have found how much it has empowered and enabled our lives. And one of the things I want to finish by touching on is also what we're able to do is work together and find what I'm calling our sweet spot, is how we could do this in a way that worked in our lives. That Chris is like, hey, every Friday I've got this hour when I drive to work, you know, from sort of 8 till 9-ish. And so I'm like, all right, sweet. You know, every Friday I can just set aside that time, 8 till 9. I go and do my stuff before, you know, have my church day. And it's just, that was just our sweet spot, and that's worked and been sustainable. We do it every fortnight because that's what worked for us. So in answer to your question, Mr. Questions, we'll make it work, you know. You'll find your sweet spot. You'll be able to do that, and I would highly encourage it because the fruit is well worth it.
All my questions have been answered. Well done, everybody.
Give them all a big hand. So obviously it doesn't tell you everything, but we've tried to give you quite a view and using the questions.
You're number four.
Yeah, you got a fan club.
People want to get a photo with three afterwards.
Yeah, people want to get a photo with their number afterwards. They can enjoy that. One of the thoughts I had when listening to some of these questions, there's a lot of extra sort of steps and things But we are honestly not trying to add anything in terms of the church life. We are trying to, we've trimmed back things, we've removed things so that, you know, we're not just sort of making more people busy and do things. But it's always, this whole thing was with the concept that Book of Proverbs, no, Ecclesiastes, I think it is, actually talks about the foolish man who keeps chopping with the axe and doesn't have time to sharpen it. You know what I mean? If sometimes sharpening the axe is the best use of your time. And because you can be really busy, busy working, I really find that what we've done here, this is really axe sharpening. This is about us being able to focus, get our understanding and our purpose. And so that when we come back to working and growing together, it's with a lot more effectiveness. And so these coaching meetings, they might take a little bit of time out. And I'm not saying everyone who's in part of Team Breakthrough, oh, you're going to have to do this and you're going to have a coaching session. That it really does depend on what level you're at and where you're working and the more, you know, responsibility and things like that. But the idea is that you really are working in a team and you're growing together, not just in your area. So I've seen this develop. We have actually been trialing things for the last 12 months, 18 months. And one of the reasons for that is it's far easier to control something in a controlled environment because it's a controlled environment. Than it is to launch and then go, oh, we had that wrong, it's harder to steer. So we've been doing some of these things in a small scale. And in each case, I'm pretty much, after we've gone through some, you know, speed humps and tried to work things out, how to work out, I've come back and said, wow, even if we didn't do Launchpad, I would keep doing these things. Because it's not because it's a part of a program, they are helpful. I am finding a lot more fruit in this. I'm finding it's really helping me and it's growing. I would still do this regardless of whether we ever did something called Launchpad. I would want to do this because I've actually found it beneficial and helpful. And that's what we want to achieve, something that is actually workable, but actually gets the job done and makes your life, you know, I've got a lot of testimonies this year that have come out of some of the people working together and the small groups and things that have been connecting. It's been like, this is really healthy. I'm really enjoying this. So Launchpad gives us just the process to help us get more people doing what we've just been trialing and working on last year. It means that we can get this now happening for a larger group. And you can, and it's just 45 minutes, three times on a Sunday. And then you'll have enough of a picture to know then when you're ready to take the next step. And like I said, you can take your time doing it. This is no pressure. You might, please understand, I fully get sometimes people coming here, it's just to find that place of peace and to get some healing and wholeness. And your first step can sometimes just be about breathing in Jesus and just starting to get your life back together and getting some healing. And the thought of doing all this other stuff is like, that's just... I'm not there yet. Well, you don't have to be there yet. Just take your time. Let God work in your life. Let the healing flow. Let us have prayer with you. Let us minister to you. Let us encourage you. But when you feel that stirring, when God starts to say, there's more, there's three steps to help you to work that into something a little bit more focused than what you can do. All right, so when you feel that stirring, I want to be doing more. I want to take it. I want to go. I just feel as if there's more. Well, you can actually got these three simple steps, which will help you to process that. So if you could stand with us, I want to give you the chance to just celebrate. Because you know what? All these things, if we didn't have a God that was working, bringing us healing and wholeness, and bringing us into a purpose and a future, if we didn't have a God that was giving us a calling in life and then empowering us to do it, this would just be a lot of fun but not much value. But this is based on and actually calling out that which is God's working in us.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast from Breakthrough Church. We hope it helps you in your life as a follower of Jesus. If you have any questions or would like someone to talk to or to pray with, we would love to hear from you. You can find all of our contact details at breakthrough.org.au. Have a great week.